With no shortage of things to potentially worry us today, it could be easy to slip into the grip of anxiety. Let's see if we can help reverse that. We're here with certified neuropsychologist and Jesus follower, Dr. Michelle Bengston. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm glad to be here.
Dr. Bengston, how do we know if we're in the grip of anxiety?
You know, when the signs and symptoms of anxiety have lasted more than a couple of weeks, then that might be some indicator that you're stuck in the grip of anxiety. And different people experience different symptoms. Some will experience changes in appetite. They may eat too much or eat too little. Others will have difficulty paying attention and focusing. Others are describing that they're having sleep disturbance. Either they want to sleep all the time or they're having difficulty sleeping. But a general trend is a pervasive sense of just feeling nervous or uncertain and worried about the future.
So, Dr. Bengston, can there be outward physical signs of anxiety?
There absolutely can be. Some people really do manifest physical symptoms, whether it's body aches like neck pain or headaches. Some will experience a rapid heartbeat. Others have difficulty catching their breath. A lot of people will also describe that their hands will feel clammy and sweaty. So there can absolutely be that physical component, especially when the anxiety has been allowed to continue without addressing it and treating it.
Well, in your book, what you do is you really zero in on some of the spiritual aspects and weapons that we can use against anxiety. Can you talk about some of those?
Well, the Bible is very clear that there is a spiritual component. And if you look in 2 Timothy 1:7, it says, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and of sound mind." And so when I started writing Breaking Anxiety Script, and I was struggling with a bit of anxiety myself, and went to the Lord and said, okay, so I recognize you tell us don't be anxious, do not be afraid, don't worry about tomorrow. But so then what are we supposed to do about it? And he pointed me right back to that scripture. And I think it's crucial that we recognize we have been given power. We're not powerless in this situation. Scripture says that the same power that raised Christ Jesus from the dead is within us. We just need to appropriate that power. Scripture also says that perfect love casts out all fear. So we've got to recognize just how much God loves us, and we're not in this battle alone. And then the third weapon that he tells us is our sound mind. And I love this as a neuropsychologist. I think about the fact that before Jesus began his earthly ministry, he went into the wilderness where he was tempted just like we are for 40 days and 40 nights. But as Christ followers, we have been given the mind of Christ. So we can utilize that sound mind to fight back against worry, fear, and anxiety.
You've also had a very personal experience with anxiety. Could you share that with us now?
Yes, let me show you how far I've come. About 20 years ago, my husband was diagnosed with a very rare form of abdominal cancer, and we were told that he had less than 2 years to live. He's still with us. But during that time, I let worry, fear, and anxiety run my life. I pictured myself as a widow. I pictured my children as being fatherless. And I really let worry, fear, and anxiety rule. But once I realized this does not come from my Heavenly Father, and this comes from the enemy of my soul, and I can fight back, I started to let that anxiety go and let peace pervade. So I wrote Breaking Anxiety Script. And then 2 weeks after I turned it in to Baker Revell, my publisher, I was on the way to my husband's oncologist appointment when my doctor called. And I answered the phone, and she said, "Dr. Bengston, I hate to tell you this, but you have cancer and we need to schedule surgery." I didn't schedule surgery right at that moment. My mind was all over the place. I thought, no, they've got the wrong person. I would have expected this for my husband. So I hung up with the doctor, went to my husband's doctor's appointment. And as we sat there in the waiting room, I realized I had just written the script for how to get through this next season in my life. And either I could go down that path of worry, fear, and anxiety, or I could recognize that that diagnosis did not take God by surprise. And he says in Jeremiah 29:11, he already knows the plans he has for me. So I could choose to trust him that he would get me through that time. So my response that time was so much different than 20 years ago. I've come a long way in telling anxiety it doesn't have a place in my life, because worry, fear, and anxiety are not our portion. God's peace is.
We've been speaking with Dr. Michelle Bankston, and her book is called Breaking Anxiety's Grip. Where can people get some more information about you and the books you've written?
They can find me on my website at drmichelleb.com, and I'm on all the social media channels at Dr. Michelle Bankston.
Dr. Bankston, thanks for being our guest this morning and giving us some very helpful advice.
Oh, it was my pleasure. I pray that it's a blessing and it helps many.